leading at first is Leppel. And Odegaard takes a strike on the inside corner and 1-1. One ball, one strike. 5 runs, 11 hits, 2 errors for Plato. 1 run, 4 hits, 3 errors for El Rosa. There's a strike and 1 ball, 2 strikes. 1-2 the count. Well, kick the pitch, curveball on the ground to short. Mittendorf to Hadley at second for one. The relay not in time, and Pat Ilias knocks it down at first. So they get the force out, 6-4. And, you know, on a ball like that, two done, that's maybe all you're going to get. Yeah, Matt Mittendorf had to go in the hole for it.
I'll admit he's got something going on with the umpire. I think maybe interference.
Well, he's out to have a word with the home plate umpire. Thinking maybe A.J. Got taken out a little bit, that the runner maybe didn't slide. Matt arguing his case now with the home plate umpire, and the home plate umpire says, well, not going to overrule that one.
Right fielder, Tyler Lang.
Bring Tyler Lang to the plate.
Actually watching the play a little bit more at first base there, so.
Running first base, 29, Derek Dittmer.
Dittmer. Running at first. Aaron Boats pitch to Tyler Lang is the ball low, 1-0. Clouds starting to roll in from the west here, taking our sunshine away in Dassel. One out, one on. Bottom of the seventh inning, 5-1. Plato leading El Rosa. Haven't seen the lights come on yet. I'm sure we'll see him here in the next inning or so. A swing and a miss by Lang. Strike one. 1-1 the count.
Tyler Lang, what I've seen of him, swings a good bat.
He is a 1-for-3, Don.
Yes, he is.
Double in his first at bat. Curveball. Oh, fooled there by the vote. Curveball. And strike two, 1-2.
He takes a lot off that fastball, doesn't he?
Really does.
That curveball. It's,
I mean, Lang following through on that swing, Don, he ended up with one hand on the bat, and you can see it was just kind of hanging there on his fingertips. Runner at first takes his lead, and he goes. Here's a hit and run. Hadley will fake it, and oh, what a fake by Hadley. Here's the throw to second. He get it. Oh, my. A.J. Hadley faking like he was going to catch a line drive, and the pinch runner is thrown out at second.
Oh, my.
From right fielder Austin Hadley.
That was about as perfect as you want to make it. He stopped and he just turned around.
He turned around, went back the other way.
He was going hard back to first.
A.J. Hadley able to sell that play to the base runner, and there is a 9-6 put out.
Yeah.
I mean, that's one you take back to the dugout, too, and I think your teammates make a little comment to you.
I thought you'd seen where it went, the runner. But
the hit and run. You know,
you got your head down. You're running.
All right, two outs. Oh, we've seen a lot of different things
today.
You bet.
Game.
The base runner, Tyler Lang, over at first. Safe on a fielder's choice. No, he got a hit taken away from him there. and two outs. First pitch to Ben Slater, a strike and 0-1. Aaron Vogt ready. Lang goes. There's a strike call. Throw by Cody Eichers. In time. Bam. Cody.
Wow. Right on.
Guns down Slater. The slap by Hadley. That does it for Plato in the seventh. No runs. No hits, there were no errors, and no one left on base. We played 7, Plato 5, El Rosa 1. We're back in a minute here on KASM. Top of the 8th inning, time's running out for the El Rosa Saints, and it's the top of the order. Matt Mittendorf, A.J. Hadley, Austin Hadley batting for the Saints here in the 8th. Plato leading 5-1 over El Rosa. Chris Odegaard kicks and delivers the pitch low and inside, ball one. 1-0 the count. Don Heinen getting his exercise today. Up and down, up and down. Here's a Mettendorf. Drive to center field. Right there, though, to make the catch is Pinsky. Out center field, one out.
I've had a lot of people in the press box. We're sitting out here.
We get a lot of traffic. The press box traffic keeps coming through. And they walk by us with food and drinks. And
they haven't offered us any of it yet.
No. Here's A.J. Hadley. Boy, A.J.'s got a story, if anything, to tell after today, Don.
Yeah.
You know, went 1-for-3. Here's a ground ball booted by the third baseman, and Hadley's going to be safe at first.
Hadley's getting his sprints in today,
isn't
he?
Is. Brian Groupman over at third has it go through his glove, rolls behind him, and he doesn't have time to get Hadley over at first.
Wait, 3 errors apiece for both teams here now.
Runner.
Going to get a pinch runner, number 24 here, Ryan Elliott.
I think that might be.
That's right. Okay. Bad boy is Luke. Had their names mixed up here.
Tapp's son, Ryan Elliott, running over at first. A.J. Hadley comes back to the dugout. And at the plate, Austin Hadley. And that one goes by the catcher. Ryan Elias is going to dig for second, low throw. He's safe at second, and a good throw would have had him by a country mile. But Lapple's throw bounces to Matt Odegaard at second, so Ryan is safe there. And we're going to get a visit from the dugout by the manager of Plato here in the eighth inning. One on and one out. Austin Hadley at the plate. So 5-1.
I'm going to settle everybody down here a little bit. The manager does going out there. I can't really see what his name is here. Josh Benberg.
And, you know, it's kind of funny there, Don, is that the whole infield and the catcher were in talking to the manager. The pitcher, he left that conversation.
He come towards the catcher. He says, I don't want to be involved with this.
Well, he came to the umpire. He wanted a new baseball. Usually
he knew it wasn't for him, right?
That's true. That's true.
I'm pitching fine. The rest of the guys are.
Yeah, got to catch the ball. Ryan Elias at second. Here's Austin Hadley. Austin flinches just a little bit as that pitch comes right under his armpits, and the count at 2-0. First pitch went to the backstop. Two balls, no strikes.
Throwing hard yet, though, isn't he?
He is throwing hard. It's to Hadley. Fouled back, and the count, two balls and a strike. Cody Eichner's on deck. 2-1 the count. One out. One on. 5-1 our score. Top of the eighth inning. Thanks for joining us this evening here on KASM Albany, also broadcasting on HD 105.5 HD2, on FM at 107.7 FM, and Hadley rips a single to left field. That gets by the left fielder. Ryan Elias will score. Hadley, big turn at first. He's going to hang on as quickly retrieving the ball is Tanning, and it's 5-2.
I don't know if they're overrunning the ball in the outfield. It happened to Hadley out there in right field. Now it happened again out here. I think they're waiting for that ball to bounce a little bit out there, and it's not.
And I don't know if they're going to give the left fielder an error because Hadley hung on at first base. And I guess that's a question. Does Ryan Elias score or not? I think they hold Ryan Elias.
I think they do, too.
Here comes Cody Eichers to the plate. Cody shows a little bunch. Here's the throw to first. Oh, knocked down by the first baseman. And I tell you what, the first baseman sacrificed the body there because he took that one hopper right off his knee. Ouch.
I was having visions of that going right down the line, down right field.
Absolutely. Lapple just reared back and fired over to first. Eichers a big swing and a miss, strike one. One of these times, Cody Eichers is going to connect on one of them mighty, mighty swings.
This game is going to be within one if he hits get some contact.
Exactly.
The way he's swinging the bat there, you bet. Cody 0 for 3 today, reached on an error in his last at bat, and fouls it at the plate to count 1-2.
Looks like the wind is still from right to left here right now, pretty strong. Ducks flying over center field, they're going the opposite way.
Them are not ducks. Them are geese.
Them are geese?
Yeah. Ball and 2 strikes.
That's a duck family.
Leading at first is Hadley. Pitched low again. Here's the throw to first. And they're going to appeal. And the base umpire, they're appealing to the base umpire now, as the first base umpire, who was between first and second, didn't see it. I think he got back safe.
Oh, boy.
Whee!
I don't know, Randy. I think that was very close. Yeah, he's got a bad angle, the base dump from there.
Yes, he does. But two balls, two strikes.
That's where he's got to be.
Cody Eichers at plate with one out, one on. Odegaard ready. He delivers. Eichers pops this one up down the left field line. Over there is Kyle Panning in fair territory. Makes the catch for the out.
See how the wind brought that one back to Panning out there in left field?
You bet.
I really thought that was going to be closer to the foul line, didn't you?
I did, too. Yeah.
The wind just kind of kept drifting it back, and Panning actually had to go back to his left a little bit.
So two outs, a run in here in the eighth for Al Rosa. Matt Schmitz to the plate at the DH. Have you seen anybody throwing in the bullpen for Plato?
I have not.
Schmitz, a chopper up the middle. Backhand flip, and safe at second. The flip by the second baseman to the shortstop. So Behringer had it in his glove, and it was right up the middle. He flipped it to Odegaard, and it was too late.
Yes, it was. It was good hustle going into second base out there. I think it's Matt Schmitz, isn't it? And,
Schmitz just got the hit, running at second with Hadley.
Hadley, there you go, Austin Hadley. Nice play by the second baseman to stop that from going into the outfield.
Very
hit. Wasn't hit that hard.
No.
I think Austin takes third if that gets through.
Very interesting here, because here comes Pat Ilias to the plate. Does the 40-plus-year-old have power in that bat to tie this one up? Ilias pops it up. Over at third. Catcher, and it falls between them. Oh, the third baseman, Grumpman, was coming in. The catcher, Lapo, was going towards them, and right in between them, it fell helplessly to the ground.
Did you see the third baseman look at the catcher?
He took his eye off the ball.
Did.
Yep.
Yes, he did.
So, Pat has new life. 0-1 the count to Ilias. Hadley at second. Schmitz at first. Top of the eighth, 5-2. The pitch is high for a ball, and 1-1. Ball and a strike. Boy, this is state tournament baseball at its best here tonight. The kick, the pitch, and a swing and a miss by Pat Ilias, 1-2. I think Odegaard put a little extra zip on that fastball.
A little mustard on that one. See once if he goes back there to Pat Ilias.
Was that pitch high, you think?
Yes, a little bit.
A little bit high in the strike
zone. Right, letters.
1-2. Odegaard kicks, delivers. Ilias pops it up in the infield. Matt Odegaard over at short. Back on the grass, makes the catch for the out, and that'll do it for the Saints here in the eighth. They come up with one run on two hits. There was one error and two left on base. 7.5 innings, Plato 5, Al Rosa 2. More to come in a minute here on KSM Albany. Back at Dassel Baseball Park, a pitching change for the Al Rosa Saints here in the bottom of the eighth.
I'm going to have Austin Emdick come in here in the eighth inning and do the pitching for Al Rosa. Austin started in left field in this game, was DH for.
So that means Matt Schmitz is now done, I think, that Austin coming back in. Austin did come out of left field for one when the draftee, Ty Reller, came into the game. Oh, broke American bat chopper foul.
The splinter come off of that one, didn't it?
The leadoff hitter, Ben Slater.
Wow.
That
James didn't know what was coming at him. I thought he thought it was a lot bigger bat than just that sliver coming
up. Yeah, it was like a spear going at James Kiefler over at third. So a bad piece of lumber. He returns it, gets a new bat in the dugout, and Ben Slater back to the plate. He is 0 for 3 so far today, facing Austin Imdick here for the first time. Curveball and Slater fly ball to left field. Ethan Vogt back in the corner. Fair ball, makes the catch for the out.
No way. I thought that ball was going to stay, come back fair, did you?
Exactly. I mean, we look at the flag out in center field, Don, and it looks like right to left, but did the wind switch now?
It looks like it's blowing straight out right now.
Yeah.
A little bit more towards right.
And Brian Gropman to the plate. Brian's had a good day. 1 for 2 with a run score, a walk in his last at bat. Plato leading 5-2 here in the bottom of the eighth. One hop shot, two hop shot to A.J. Hadley. A.J. bottles in one, throws the first. Still in plenty of time to get Gropman two up.
And I'm going to see the panic set in on A.J. Hadley there. He had it completely under control and just kind of dropped out of his glove. And he goes, oh, crap, I got to get this over there.
Adam Prane at the plate. Adam 3 for 3. He's got 3 of the 11 Plato hits today. 5 runs, 11 hits, 3 errors for Plato. 2 runs, 6 hits, 3 errors for El Rosa. Austin Imdick, 2 quick outs. There's a breaking ball from Austin. Strike 1, 0-1. Hey, what we saw Austin Imdick done in Region 15C action, he was lights out as a pitcher.
Wow. Yep.
First appearance here in the state tournament for Austin Imdick, and a ball, 1-1 the count. One ball, one strike, and a drive down the left field line by Prane in the corner. Ethan Vogt dives, and they say fair ball. As it fell, Ethan reached out and tried to make the catch. The home plate umpire saying fair ball down in that left field corner. And a base hit for Prane. He's 4 for 4.
It looked like Ethan was going to slide to make that catch, and I don't think so either.
Second baseman Tony Berenger comes in, and now we're going to get a pinch runner for Prane over at first, Don. Number 2.
They have no number 2. There he is. Today was being DH for Mitchell. Pinsky will come in to run.
Pinsky, who is the center fielder, running now with the DH, and Behringer at the plate. First pitch of ball from Austin Imdick in 1-0. Sobieski won today over Prior Lake. Nisswa won today. They beat Bemidji. Raymond won. They beat Sartell today. We heard Hutchinson was beating Melroy 8-0. Over in Hutchinson, 1 ball, 1 strike, the count to Behringer. He pops it up in the infield. Austin Imdick behind the mound. Nice athletic move by Austin to make the catch. That'll do it for Plato in the eighth. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left on. 8 innings in the books. Plato 5, El Rosa 2 in the ninth. Coming up in a minute here on KASM Albany. Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen back with you. 9th inning action. Here on KASM for the El Rosa Saints, it'll be Kevin Kiefler, Ethan Vogt, and James Kiefler facing our right-hander, Chris Odegaard. He's looking for the complete game, isn't he, Don?
Yes, he is. He's been doing a great job here today, giving scattering pretty much 6 hits for El Rosa, giving up 2 runs with a couple of different plays throughout the whole game here already today.
First pitch to Kevin Kiefler, a strike in 0-1. What's Kevin done today? He is 1 for 3. He had a double in his last at bat, put it off the center field fence. Reached on an air back in the fifth, so he's been on base a few times. There's a ball, and the count 1 ball, 1 strike to Kevin Kiefler.
Each team leaving 7 men on base so far today.
Chris Odegaard kicks, delivers, and Kiefler will foul this one. backing out of play. And the count 1-2 to Kevin. Ball and two strikes. I don't know if this Odegaard Don, if he pitched in college. I imagine he did. He's quite a groomed pitcher.
Yes, he is. Doesn't look very old yet, does he?
Not at all. Kiefler will pop this one up. Back behind third base is the shortstop, and Matt Odegaard to make the catch for the out. Kiefler the first out here in the ninth inning. And it'll bring Ethan Bote to the plate. Ethan 0 for 3 today. Three strikeouts for Ethan. Five runs, 12 hits, three errors for Plato. Two runs, six hits, three errors for El Rosa. Ethan Bote takes high for a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. They kick the pitch in. Vote a check swing. This one's fouled. Back by the tenting area here. Down the first base line. And the count adding 1-1 to Ethan. One ball, one strike. Chris Odegaard has the sign from Lapple. His catcher, and a swing and a miss by Ethan, strike two. Ball and two strikes. The winner of this ball game will play tomorrow afternoon at 1:30 against the winner of Hutchinson-Milroy. That'll be over in Hutchinson. Hutchinson was winning handily in that ball game, the last we heard. Inside the vote, and the count 2-2.
I can't believe they've been talking. I haven't seen them this year, but they got a pretty powerful team. Also.
Yeah, considered maybe one of the favorites to win this year's Class C tournament, Hutchinson was.
I read some of the prognosticators saying that Hutchinson had a very good chance.
Bote followed back and out of play, and the count stays at 2-2.
Didn't know I knew big words like that, did you?
No, and you cannot spell that, I bet.
You're right.
I would fail at that as well. Not a good speller, Don.
My phone failed me, too. Now it doesn't give me the whatever you want
the
to call
check.
It. Yeah.
Two balls, two strikes, one out. Chris Odegaard kicks and delivers. Oh, rips it down the left field line. That's a base hit into that left field corner. Ethan around first and digs for second, and he'll go in standing up. With a one-out double.
Oh, nice. He got all of that one.
Nice at-bat by Ethan Bote. That'll bring number nine hitter James Kiefler to the plate. Get a pinch runner here for Ethan Bote, Don.
Derek Wiener.
And running for the state, second base, 32, Derek Wiener.
Derek Wiener will run out at second. James Kiefler comes to the plate.
Well, we've seen three doubles. Blasted down in that corner down there, and they seem to get in that corner quickly, don't they?
James Kiefler, number nine hitter, Don. We haven't seen El Rosa try to bunt today. What's up with Kiefler maybe dragging one down the third baseline? Not going to do is he takes a strike call, 0-1.
Well, against Blue Earth, Kevin was 1-for-2 with two sack bunts.
Or James was?
Oh, this second here.
James
was 0 for 3 that game. Nope, he didn't have no sacks. This is James. All right.
0-1 the count. Kiefler swings and misses strike two. Boy, a breaking ball there by Chris Odegaard. A big nasty. 0-2 the count. Wiener, the base runner at second. Matt Mittendorf, the Saints manager, leadoff hitter on deck. Kick the pitch outside, and one ball, two strikes.
Odegaard's thrown a few pitches today, hasn't he?
He has. One ball, two strikes. Plato, the defending Class C champion. Trying to make it into the final eight tomorrow. We're in the top of the ninth inning, one out, and Kiefler swings and misses. He's out on strike.
He's effective up high with that fastball, isn't he? Struck out a couple guys with that high, hard one.
Two outs. The base runner at second. Here's Matt Mittendorf. Matt on the day. one for four.
Keep El Rosa's hopes alive here yet, Mitty Wood.
The pitch to Mittendorf, low and away, ball one. Up next here at the Dassel tonight, the 7:30 game, and that will feature Maple Lake and Waconia. Over in Hutchinson, Lastrup and Hadley.
That should be a good game.
It should. 1-0 the count. There is a strike call to Matt Mittendorf, and 1-1.
I think they're all good games now, aren't they?
They are. Just good baseball to watch. One ball, one strike. We'll name our Albany A&W, Richmond A&W player of the game following this contest tonight. Mittendorf fouls it to the net. The count at 1-2, now to Matt Mittendorf. Ball and two strikes. El Rosa down to their last strike here in the ninth inning with two outs. 5-2, Plato leading. Chris Odegaard, Plato's right-hander, works from the stretch, sets himself on the mound, and the 1-2. Mittendorf fouls it to the net, and the count stays at 1-2.
Vinny does not want to make the last out here.
Ball and two strikes.
Good at bat.
Home plate umpire giving Chris Odegaard new baseball. Ball and two strikes. Wiener, the base runner, over at second. A.J. Hadley on deck, hoping that he gets a chance to bat here in the ninth. Odegaard ready. And the right-hander delivers, and Mittendorf fouls it back and out of play. The count stays 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Back on the mound with the new baseball. They kick the pitch, and Mittendorf fouls it off again.
Hanging tough in there, Matt is.
Good at bat by the St. shortstop.
Making Odegaard throw a lot of pitches here.
He is. Odegaard working from the stretch. Ready again. Mittendorf digs in that batter's box. The 1-2 offering from Chris Odegaard. Mittendorf slices a base hit to right field. The one hopper gets by the right fielder, and they hold Wiener over at third as it bounced a little bit away from the right fielder, Tyler Lang. I think Wiener could have scored. They would have given him, but they held him at third.
I think he could have, too, but I don't think you take a chance on making the third out at the plate if all of a sudden you get a good throw over there.
What a good at-bat by Matt Mittendorf. You know, he battled and battled and battled, and now Chris Odegaard gets a visit from the dugout here with the tying run coming to the plate in A.J. Hadley. 9-0 Hutchinson leading Milroy. I don't know what the manager said, but it was a short, brief statement, yes. Something like, let's get this, guys. A.J. Hadley, well, A.J.'s been a very busy man so far today. Base hit in the first. Had a base hit taken away from him in the fourth inning as he was thrown out by the right fielder at first base. Struck out in the sixth and then reached on an error in the eighth. He bats here in the ninth. He represents the tying run at home plate, first and third. The first pitch, Hadley drives it to right field. Lang got a beat on it. He'll make the catch, and that will do it as Plato defeats El Rosa here today, 5-2.